Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our special Veterans Day show, we hear some American military music, answer a question about the expression GI, and report about one branch of the United States military force. Today is Veterans Day in the United States. It is the day to honor those who have served their country in the military forces. The smallest part of the United States military celebrates its birthday the day before Veterans Day. Bob Doty has more.
United States Marines gathered on Thursday to celebrate the Marine Corps' 230th birthday. The Continental Congress created the Marine Corps on November 10, 1775, as a small military force to serve on ships. The Marines were to provide security for the ship and to shoot at the enemy in time of battle. Marines also attacked enemy land bases from these ships. They did this for the first time against the British in the Bahamas during the American Revolution in 1776. The Marines fought the Barbary pirates in Tripoli in 1805. They occupied Mexico City during the Mexican War in 1847. They fought one of their greatest battles at Belleau Wood in France during World War I. Marines were among the first Americans to take part in that war against Germany and its allies. German troops did not like fighting the Marines. They began calling them devil dogs. The name was meant as an insult. However, the Marines liked the name. They still use it. During World War II, Marines landed on the island of Guadalcanal in the Solomon Islands in the Pacific Ocean. It was the first American offensive of the war. Marines also served in the wars in Korea and Vietnam and are serving in Iraq. Today, Marines serve as troops on the ground. Others work in tanks or with artillery. Some Marines fly airplanes or helicopters. Still others perform the traditional duty of providing security on ships. All these groups make up a combat team that is linked. Marines like to say they serve on land, on the sea, and in the air. Marines also provide security for American embassies around the world. Marines are carefully selected for this duty and must attend a special school. They consider this work important because they know that the first American seen at an American embassy is a United States Marine.
VOA listener question this week comes from Vietnam. Ngoc Lien Nguyen asks about words used to describe Americans, especially the letters GI. Calling an American a GI means that the person is serving or has served in the military. Stories say that soldiers themselves began using the term during World War II. They say the term may have begun in a cartoon by Corporal Dave Brager called G.I. Joe. These stories do not agree about what the letters represent. They were a short way to say either general issue or government issue. Both terms mean equipment that the government provided for soldiers. One story says the words general issue meant a list that told commanders what equipment and how many soldiers each military group should have. If a group did not have the required number of troops, the commander asked for more government issue. So the use of GI began as a joke to mean that the government was producing soldiers from a factory. Soon, these soldiers began calling themselves GIs. Later, others did too. Even government legislation used the term. The GI Bill of Rights was approved in 1942. It provided free educations and other aid to those who had served in the military forces. Some experts on military words have another explanation. They say GI came from the words galvanized iron. The American soldier was said to be like galvanized iron, a material produced for its special strength. The Dictionary of Soldier Talk says GI was used for the words galvanized iron in a publication about the vehicles of the early 20th century. Before World War II, civilians described soldiers as doughboys. A writer had used that word to describe Civil War soldiers. A doughboy was a sweet food served to Navy men on ships. It was also a name for large buttons on soldiers' clothes. Some experts say the buttons were called doughboys because they looked like the food. Over time, the name came to mean the soldiers themselves. Today, Americans think of doughboys as the soldiers who fought for the Allies in World War I. Other names have been used to refer to military fighting men over the years. These include Leatherneck and Grunt. But those stories will have to wait for another day. Was the Marines' Hymn, the official song of the United States Marine Corps. Pat Bodner tells us about other songs of the American military.
Each part or branch of the American military has its own song. These songs are played at official events. The Marines' Hymn is the oldest of the official songs of the American military. A Marine wrote the words during the war against Mexico in the 1840s. The tune comes from an opera by French composer Jacques Offenbach. The official song of the United States Navy is called Anchors Away. It was written in 1906. The word away is an old way of saying pulled from the bottom, like an anchor of a ship raised from the bottom of the ocean. Here is Anchors Away.
Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. Farewell to college joys, we sail at break of day, 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 day. Through our last night on shore, dream to the fall. Until we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home. Through our last night on shore, dream to the fall. Until we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home.
An officer serving in the Philippines wrote the official song of the United States Army in 1908. In 1917, the famous band leader, John Philip Sousa, added music, and the song became very popular. In 1952, it was named The Army Goes Rolling Along and became the official song of the Army. The official song of the United States Coast Guard was written by Captain Francis Saltis Van Boskirk in 1927. Later, some of the words were changed. Here is Semper Paratus, which means always ready.
So is the Coast Guard marching song.
In 1938, the United States Air Force had a contest to see who could write the best official Air Force song. More than 700 songs were written for the contest. A group of wives of Air Force officers chose the winner. We leave you now with the Air Force song.
Off we go into the wild.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program. This show was written by Nancy Steinbach and Catherine Gibson. Katie Weaver was our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
A toast to the whole.